This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Network. Newsmax TV in hour number three. Hope you had a great weekend. Another great day in Trump land. Lots going on. Really, the big news of the day can't be avoided. It doesn't matter. It's a political show. And this has virtually nothing to do with politics, or at least at this moment, it doesn't appear to have anything to do with politics. But the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris is basically burning to the ground. Better in the history of the United States of America. But taxes, Reagan did more. But it's early. Reagan did it over several years and several different tranches, and Trump has only gotten one bite of the apple, so he, in the end, I think, will pass Reagan. But here's what I love Trump. I love Trump because of the wall. I love Trump because of securing the border. I love Trump because of extreme vetting. I love Trump because of changes in the asylum laws that he's trying to get and the national security emergency to fund the wall. All great stuff. And this is my dream, and it's happening. The White House is set to unveil a sweeping overhaul of the immigration system, including merit-based admissions. This is what I've been waiting for my entire life, my entire adult life. This is what I've written about in every one of my books. The president says that lawmakers have failed to secure the southern border. The White House is set to unveil a sweeping new plan that would radically transform the makeup of immigrants to the United States, ending the visa lottery program. Yes, thank you, God. God is great. Implementing a comprehensive merit-based admissions procedure, meaning you only get in if you have talent. You don't get in because you're a dumb, lazy loser who wants food stamps and welfare, which is not everybody, by the way. Let me be nice. Not everybody, but it's a lot of them. And a lot of other immigrants coming in are criminals, and a lot of others are nice people, and they're not lazy, and they work their butts off, but they still get food stamps and welfare, 20 different kinds of welfare. You know, maybe some of them are banned from getting federal welfare, but all those same immigrants get state welfare in almost every state in America. So they're getting food stamps, they're getting welfare, they're getting aid-dependent children for each child. They're getting housing allowances. They're getting 100 other welfare programs I can't even name. They're getting their kids free in school. They're getting English as a second language in school. They're getting free meals at school. They're getting free meals to take home for the kids for the weekend. They're getting free Medicaid or Obamacare. They're getting free Obama phones. Now they won't be called Obama phones, but maybe they're Trump phones. They're getting free time on those phones. They're getting free contraception. They're getting free everything. And that's why they're here. Jeb Bush is wrong. They're not here because they love America. They're not here because they love their families. And one of those two may be true with some of them. But mostly they're here because they want all the welfare. And so this is what Trump is doing. He's making it harder and harder to come into the United States. The move would more than quadruple the number of immigrants admitted because of their work-related skills, while dramatically slashing the number of immigrants admitted because of family ties. That's all good. It's not perfect. I know there's some people out there who are against legal immigration increasing, but if you're gonna do a flip, let's do a swap. Let's take in more legal immigrants and less illegals, and less people who are legal only because of family ties. That's a great swap. Currently, approximately 12% of immigrants are admitted based on employment and skills. 66% are admitted based on family connections. Those percentages under the new plan would shift to 57% admitted for skills and 33% admitted for family ties. I'm not even sure why you'd leave it at 33. 10% of immigrants would be admitted on humanitarian or other grounds, but the plan would end the visa lottery program. In its place, a new Build America visa program would recognize extraordinary talent and people with professional and specialized vocations, including exceptional students. How could you argue with that? How could a liberal, I mean, we know they will, but how could you really argue with that? What a wonderful thing. God bless Trump. Potential immigrants would be assessed using a point-based system accounting for factors including age, English proficiency, God bless America, God bless Trump, whether each candidate has an offer of employment above a certain wage threshold, and educational and vocational certifications. Pledges to invest and create jobs also would be considered. I mean, this is my dream that I've talked about in book after book. Thank you, President Trump. Well, this is just great. The average yearly wage of immigrant families currently is approximately $43,000. The official said immigrants admitted based on education and skills would have an average family income of $126,000. And they would expect the average yearly wage of all immigrant families to rise to roughly $96,000. The Trump administration also said it is considering, it has considered other similar immigration systems. While Canada implemented a merit-based system, it largely resulted in a pooling of immigrants from East Asia and the Indian subcontinent. To avoid pooling, the White House said it would add points to immigrant candidates from underrepresented countries, but it would not impose caps on certain countries. I think all good news. President Trump is set to deliver a major immigration address Thursday afternoon. Fox News has learned amid previous reports that Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner has been working to finalize a plan that focuses on border security and changes to the legal immigration system. I believe the president's position on immigration has been maybe defined by his opponents by what he's against as opposed to what he's for, Kushner said in New York City last month. What I've done is I've tried to put together a very detailed proposal for him. Kushner presented the plan to senators on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. Lindsey Graham told reporters after the presentation the White House officials seem well on their way to winning consensus for a plan that would unite Republicans on the contentious issue. Now, Graham unveiled his own proposal Wednesday for revamping laws that affect Central American migrants seeking asylum to enter the U.S. Growing numbers of them have been trying to get asylum status. It's not growing numbers. It's an avalanche. Democrats wanted easing of restrictions that have prevented many from obtaining citizenship, including for hundreds of thousands of young people brought to the U.S. illegally as children. They've been allowed to temporarily live and work in the U.S. under Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, DACA, which Trump has tried to terminate. Moderate Susan Collins asked Kushner about protections for DACA recipients, but received no specific answer. They cannot be excluded from any immigration package, Collins said afterwards. You know, it's the same BS. You know what? I think if you join the military and you never get a chance to vote, and you pledge to not be on welfare, and you're not currently on welfare, then you can be let in if you did something illegal. And I hate to tell you, but DACA, whether it's the fault of their own or not, they were dragged here by their parents. I get that. They still came here illegally. So you get to stay in America, but you got to join the military, and you lose your chance to vote, and you're not going to be on welfare. And if you are on welfare, you can't stay. I want working immigrants. I don't want lazy immigrants who go on welfare. Never been on welfare in my life. Don't want anybody to be on welfare. Welfare is a last resort for people who are in desperate, desperate situations. And if you're in a desperate situation and you're an American, then you get welfare. Wainwright's very nice. But if you're in a desperate situation and you were brought here illegally, you don't get welfare. Sorry, we can't afford to give welfare to illegals. So Fox News has been told the reason for the push for a skill-based system would be to attract the best and brightest talent, protect American wages, increase the gross domestic product, and preserve humanitarian values. All wonderful. Great news. Just great day in Trump land. Other than adopting a merit-based admissions procedure, the plan also would update the asylum admissions procedure and expedite the adjudication process for people with legitimate asylum claims. The push has been discussed broadly for 2 years. White House advisor Stephen Miller, who I love, in a viral and contentious 2017 exchange with CNN's Jim Acosta, defended a merit-based immigration system proposed by Republican lawmakers. Acosta told Miller, when it comes to immigration, the Statue of Liberty says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. It doesn't say anything about speaking English or learning to be a computer programmer. Wow, what an a-hole. Aren't you trying to change it, what it means to be an immigrant, change what it means to be an immigrant coming into this country if you're telling them you have to speak English? Oh, poor baby. Poor Acosta. What a loser you are. He says, can't people learn how to speak English when they get here? Miller responded, right now it's a requirement to be naturalized that you have to speak English. So the notion that speaking English wouldn't be a part of your immigration system would be very ahistorical. I don't want to get off into a whole thing about history, but the Statue of Liberty is a symbol of American liberty lighting the world, Miller said. Lighting the world. The poem you're referring to was added later, is not actually part of the original Statue of Liberty. Calling Acosta's remarks shockingly ahistorical, Miller went on to offer something of a history lesson. Let's talk about this, Miller said. In 1970, when we let 300,000 people a year in, was that violating or not violating the Statue of Liberty law of the land? In the 1990s, when it was 500,000 a year, was it violating or not violating the Statue of Liberty law of the land? Tell me what years meet Jim Acosta's definition of the Statue of Liberty poem law of the land. Right, exactly. What he's trying to say is we've been letting in 1 million immigrants a year. That's legal immigrants. Legal. That has nothing to do with the millions of illegals pouring across the border. So if we let in 1 million now and Trump cuts it to, say, 250,000, Democrats would lose their minds. But we used to let in 300,000 to 500,000. So if Trump cuts it to 250 to 500, he's well in the historical norm that no Democrat ever complained about before Trump. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about Rashida Tlaib. Even the New York Times offers proof that Democrat Rashida Tlaib was lying through her teeth about Israel. Everything about it was a lie. And who comes to her defense? Ilhan Omar attempts to mischaracterize Tlaib. Everything Tlaib says is an effort to eliminate Muslim voices from public dialogue, she says. I'll tell you what, you got me. You got me. I'm guilty. I want to eliminate Ilhan Omar's voice from public dialogue. I want to eliminate Rashida Tlaib's voice from public dialogue. You're right. It's not because they're Muslims. It's because they're idiots. It's because they're ignorant fools. It's because they hate America. It's because they hate capitalism. And it's because they hate Israel and the Jewish people. Yes, I want to eliminate them from public dialogue.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaruth for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor. In the country I call Trump Land, this is war. Welcome to the show. Call the number 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, toll free, anywhere in these great United States. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American Maine, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's FORTM, FordhamResources.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. I'd love to hear from you. Even during the show, I read emails all day long, and it gives me great energy and great joy and great enthusiasm to hear how much you guys enjoy the show. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And also to hear, which guests you like and what topics you like and what topics you don't like. And it gives me a chance to mold the show. You can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. And you can find me on TV. You're already listening on radio, but you can find me on TV at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, every day, Monday through Friday. The Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, DirecTV Channel 349, Dish TV Channel 216, Comcast Xfinity Channel 1115, many other cable systems, Verizon Fios, AT&T UVerse, Spectrum, CenturyLink, Altice, and WOW TV. Or you could just go to NewsmaxTV.com. You can go to YouTube. You can go to Roku. You can go to Sling and many others. Every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. President Trump will give a speech on the immigration plan, so he's going to come out with a national speech. And that's good news. He's going to give a speech on immigration, Reuters reporting, citing comments from two senators who were at the meeting. The president is going to be giving a speech on it, maybe as early as later this week, said John Cornyn. The planned speech is related to the White House's draft immigration proposal, which has been prepared by Kushner. He used the Tuesday meeting to describe the proposal of GOP senators. The proposal reportedly drops earlier considered methods to reduce future immigration. It also seeks to shift the inflow of immigrants away from lower-skilled blue-collar jobs towards college grads and white-collar jobs. All good. All good. Kevin Hassel, chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, said the plan would generate $600 billion in economic growth. Hassett said the White House did an informal score and found that its proposal would raise the average salary for immigrants because they would be bringing in workers with more education and skills. White House officials said the draft plan will protect American wages. We have lots of objectives. Number one, Trump wants to protect American wages. It will cumulatively increase wages in the United States. Wages are rising across the nation because Trump's Hire American policy is forcing CEOs and investors to hire millions of Americans who were sidelined by President Barack Obama's high immigration, low growth economy. The revived competition for American employees is also ending the nation's long freeze on wages and has delivered a roughly 4% raise to Trump's base in 2018. The new bill comes after Democrats opposed and GOP leaders sidelined Trump's four pillars immigration plan in 2018. The new proposal does not include, the Washington Post reports, any amnesty offers sought by Democrats. Wow. Washington, D.C. sources say they do not believe House Democratic leadership will allow a vote on the draft proposal, but several Democratic senators might support the proposal in the run-up to the 2020 election. Interesting. And Senator Lindsey Graham is expected to introduce a bill that would reform asylum rules and order border agencies to detain migrants and their children for 100 days pending the legal review of their pleas for asylum. Oh, this is good. Democrats are writing a pro-migration bill they will tout in the 2020 election. Oh, that's going to be fun. Oh, I can't wait till they run on that. The Democratic vision is that retreating under international humanitarian commitments to asylum seekers is unacceptable, and the problem may be managed better through a combination of addressing their home conditions, providing other avenues to apply, and rationalizing the process for arrivals. Providing counsel, increasing their chances of success, would incentivize showing up for hearings. Oh, I get it. Tell them they're automatically in and they'll show up for the hearing. I love it. Will that be before or after they murdered three Americans?
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info, ohmygut.info.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 16-year-old accused of shooting her classmates at a school in Colorado will be tried as an adult.
The 16-year-old is charged with first-degree murder
as an adult. And there are a bunch of other charges that did not come up in open court that I can't discuss.
Castle Rock, Colorado District Attorney George Brockler announcing the upgraded charges on the girl and the 18-year-old accomplice, who were both in court on Wednesday for a status hearing. The suspects are due back in court next month. Authorities are investigating the crash of a charter helicopter this afternoon in the Hudson River. NYPD Assistant Chief Stephen Hughes describes the injuries involved in the crash.
The pilot's a male, 34 years old. He only suffered an injury to his left hand. There was a dock worker that was attempting to get out of the way of the helicopter, was coming down, slipped, and injured his right wrist.
The FAA has said they will be investigating the incident, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. On USA Radio Network, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare has no networks. You choose your doctor and your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. And you get to do it today, like this minute, or after this interview, or after this show is over, or at 12 midnight tonight, or at 2 o'clock in the morning if you can't sleep. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. They've taken great care of us. Just a great example. First of all, I've saved $18,000 a year. This is my third year. So I've saved $54,000 over 3 years just based on premiums of this Liberty HealthShare, which is Christian Health Sharing, versus traditional health care like Aetna that I used to have, which charged $2,000 a month. Well, these guys charge $449 a month. Pretty amazing. But second of all, so I saved $54,000 over 3 years. Anybody out there, can you use an extra $54,000? Is there anybody out there, more importantly, who can't use an extra $54,000? I mean, you got to be kidding me. And number two, I got kidney stones in January of this year. Never been sick a day in my life. Never been in a hospital a day in my life. Never had surgery a day in my life. And suddenly, I got kidney stones, and I needed surgery. They couldn't get them out any other way. And Liberty HealthShare took care of everything except the deductible, which same thing would have held true with Aetna. Aetna would have said, first you got to pay your $10,000 deductible, and then we'll pay some tiny percentage of what's left, and you'll get stuck with the whole bill. Liberty, I only had a $2,500 deductible, and they paid all the rest. The $20,000 operation cost me just the $2,500 deductible. I mean, that's amazing. I don't know what else to say. It's not too good to be true. It's real. Wayne Root is telling you, 5-star recommendation, 5 out of 5. Actually, after what they did for me, 6 out of 5. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Doesn't get more real than that. Your host had a major medical emergency, and Liberty took care of everything. And they negotiated the bill with the hospital, so I didn't have to. 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. So, we talk about this all the time, so it isn't like I just did it because our next guest is the communications director at Liberty HealthShare, but Matt Bellis is the next guest, and he's the communications director at Liberty HealthShare. And so without further ado, Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, thanks for having me, Wade. You know, honestly, I've been waiting for this moment because Dale is the one who has usually been the one talking to you, and now I get my chance.
So you got your wish. It's happening. You're on with Wayne Root, and we get to talk about healthcare issues. You know, this is not like a little mini infomercial. It's not a advertisement. This is a serious discussion with a real healthcare expert, Matt Bellis, from Liberty HealthShare, about some of the biggest health issues going on in America today. So, first of all, I don't think this is the most important one, you know, especially if in your lifetime you don't plan on ever having an abortion. I know I don't, and nobody I know and love has ever had an abortion. So to me, it's never been a huge issue, but I know it is a very huge issue to some people in this world, both pro and con. And the Alabama Senate has voted to ban basically all abortions, just about all abortions, and the governor, I believe, Chris, you told me, signed it moments ago, correct? So this thing is now law. So, Matt, what are your thoughts on this new abortion ban in Alabama, which obviously, I guess, will get taken to the Supreme Court, and we'll find out whether Roe versus Wade supersedes it or not?
Well, I think that's kind of the next step of what people are thinking, that it's going to go out into the Supreme Court. It's going to be challenged again, and I think this is part of the reason why so many people held so strongly to who was a judge on the Supreme Court, and rightly so. I mean, this does change the national conversation, but frankly, coming from Liberty HealthShare and where we stand, being a very pro-life organization, I mean, we have to say, finally, there's a state that was willing to defend, frankly, the most defenseless among us. It is, even back in Roe v. Wade, that judgment was on the viability of a baby, and there's a state that is actually standing up, putting into law that whenever you hear that heartbeat, that baby's a law, and we're glad that Alabama is stepping up to protect those against what we find to be an egregious procedure.
Yeah, you know, I was never pro-choice or pro-life. I kind of, to me, it was an issue I just never got involved in because I'm really an economic guy. I'm a small businessman. I'm a capitalist, and I just don't get involved in issues like that. I left it to other people. But I'll tell you what, Matt, the absolute extremism and the radical wacko beliefs of today's Democratic Party have so shocked me and offended me and scared me on an issue like abortion, where they say you can literally murder the baby until the moment of birth, and many of them are now saying you can murder it after the moment of birth. I mean, that's clearly murder. And you know, once you detect a heartbeat, you can argue that if a person who's pregnant gets hit in their car by a drunk driver, you'd call it double homicide. So if it's double homicide because you killed a baby with a heartbeat growing inside a woman's stomach, then at the point you hear that same heartbeat, you might have to argue that it's murder to kill it for the purpose of abortion as well. So when I hear the extremism coming from the Democratic Party and the feminists, they've turned someone like me, who never got involved into the issue at all, into someone who's very much pro-life, because I'm horrified at what Democrats believe in.
That's the unfortunate side of being so dogmatic and having a stance in life that doesn't necessarily meet with a worldview that makes any sense. You start to turn people who might have been on the fence completely off to your argument. And so we wholeheartedly agree with what Alabama did. It's not to try and punish anybody. We want to be of help, of support to those who might be in trouble. But let's not ruin a potential life. Let's not ruin a life that has been growing inside of a womb that is completely defenseless. That's not something that we should be going down. So, absolutely.
All right, issue number two, Association Health Plans ruling appealed as the lawsuit over short-term plans proceeds. Now, I don't even know what this is about. You got to explain this one to me. You're the healthcare expert. Tell us what that means. Association Health Plans ruling is Association Health Plans ruling in the first place.
Well, back last year, the Trump administration had put out some rules that was kind of a two-pronged approach, where they allowed individuals who were a part of associations or individuals who wanted to create associations who might be single self-employed people, entrepreneurs, people who didn't have access to large group health care.
People like me.
Allow them.
Me.
People like you, absolutely.
Yeah.
People to gather together in association and use the power of a group to get better health care options.
And liberals were against that?
Why
would you be against that?
Like it. And it's one of those things that is a little mystifying, because it's a move towards more choice, more competition for your markets. Whenever we hear people bandy about positions like the ACA, they kept saying, well, this is going to absolutely bring in more choice and option. So what's the problem with that? Well, I'm not quite sure. It might just be the fact that it had a big capital T in front of the proposal. That might be the issue. I don't know. But it was something that we looked at and said, this is a great move, and a federal judge struck it down. And so the government, the Department of Labor, issued an appeal, and so that's being challenged. It's going to go through the back and forth to get it through the appeals process. But we very much champion the idea of freer markets, people being able to choose what they want to do within healthcare. We saw it as a good move. It's just a shame that there now has to be this political back and forth with something that could help so many people.
I saw an article today, and I can't remember who wrote it, but I saw an article in the newspaper today, and I read so much stuff, it's crazy. But it was a Democrat quoted as saying something like, we've got to stop people from being able to buy skinny health care. That'll destroy America. It'll destroy the health care system. They think everybody should pay $2,000 a month so that you could have a thick health care program filled with thousands of things they'll do for you, which, by the way, I pay $2,000 a month at Aetna, and they didn't do anything for me. even though it was a thick health care. And when you talk about skinny, they probably would include Liberty Health Share. I don't know if they've ever gone so far as to mention Christian Health Sharing. But if I got a health care package that was from an Aetna that was quote-unquote skinny, Matt, used to be Dale Bellis' dad, but now it's Matt. I'm so used to doing this with Dale. If I got a skinny program, you know what that would mean? Maybe instead of $2,000 a month, I'd pay $500 and I could afford it. Can you imagine thinking it's the worst thing in the world that people are allowed? Consumers will be free to choose a skinny plan and pay less money? That's a danger to America?
Well, I think the problem that a lot of them saw, frankly, was that it was taking money out of what they were hoping to pull together
right.
through the ACA.
Right.
And so that anything that challenges that model, that actually brings it down, is something that they're going to be vehemently against. And we say, let's go freer markets. We need to have more choices.
All right. The Maine Senate voted to remove religious exemption for vaccines. So now all of the big brother commie politicians in America have gotten together. You can see it's happening. It's Maine, but it's going to be every state. I believe California has gone this far as well. You can't use exemptions anymore, let alone religious exemptions. There's no reason that will allow you to escape vaccines for your children.
Yeah, this is an encroachment, a growing trend that we have been seeing a long time. And frankly, it's a little bit disturbing because even though I'm somebody that's very pro-vaccine, got my kids all vaccinated, that individual choice should be left up to the individual. There may be a smokescreen that a lot of people hide behind that it's for public safety or for, the whole public will be have a problem if this goes through. But frankly, we look at it and say there's a danger whenever you start forcing people rather than appealing to what is good information.
Hey, Matt, hold on one sec. Matt, we'll bring you back. Hold on one sec. We'll come back after the ad because I want to talk about the profits going to the drug companies when we get back. Wayne Root with Matt Bellis. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hey, guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
I'm not going very far. It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the
fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
War now!
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Newsmax TV is on in hour number 3, which is 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. 80 million homes. DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Tell them you want and demand Newsmax TV. They got to pick it up so you can get your favorite host, Wayne Allen Root, 844-500-6397. All right, we're back with Matt Bellis. I incorrectly called him Dale twice during that segment because, A, I spent the last 3 years on the radio with Dale Bellis, his father, from Louisiana. And now it's the son taking over. Dale just retired. And so it's Matt Bellis. And number two, he sounds exactly like his father. Man, do you sound like your father? I can't be the first time anyone's told you that, right?
That's the first time anybody's ever told me that. No.
Get out of here. You got the same tone as him. Exact same tone. You have the same laugh as your father, Dale Bellis. So we're on
Matt. I know.
Matt
it's rather
Bellis.
Ridiculous, and it's a curse. So.
Yeah. It's not a curse. It's a good thing because Dale was a great man. So I'm sorry you retired, but I'm glad we've got you now. Matt Bellis, communications director at Liberty Healthshare. We ask him, we continue with the tradition of the Bellis family, asking him to comment on all the biggest healthcare issues in the news. And so here's a big one. Most of the profit in the healthcare industry is going to drug companies. How bad is this situation, and what can we do about it?
Well, really, this is more of a signal than anything. I don't look at it, going through all of the facts and figures of what we're able to surmise. This is basically a market signal that is just rather simple to understand. There is a high barrier to entry when it comes to getting into the marketplace, one, as a company, as a drug company, but two, just bringing out a new drug. It takes over $1 billion to introduce a new drug to the market, and that is such a high barrier to entry, nobody is really willing to get into the game. Plus, you add that up with all of the burdensome, onerous regulations that makes drugs so high of a cost to begin with, not to mention whenever they come out to the market, all of the inevitable court cases that are going to come about because of it. You have a system where only super powerful, high-ranking, high-dollar drug companies are able to compete with one another, that you get this high-price health care. It's just, frankly, it's just a simple economic that people need to understand. The only way to combat this, Wayne, is just to have a better regulatory system that removes a lot of these burdensome regulations, not regulations based on safety, mind you. We want people to be safe with those drugs, but burdensome regulations that cause high-cost health care, that spends dollars to superpower players that can only be the only ones in the drug industry. And we also like the idea that the administration proposed the whole right to try. That really does allow people to access drugs that they want to be able to try. If they're in a position where that's their only hope, then let them try. That increases competition and other things that we'd like to see within the within economics as well. But this is just a simple case of economics.
And by the way, just in the interest of disclosure, we're always very honest on this show. I'm a huge fan of Liberty HealthShare. You guys came through for me again and again and again. But it's not perfect. It's not a fairy tale. You guys did a great job taking care of my kidney stone surgery. But you guys really don't get involved at all in prescription drugs, correct? In other words, you don't cover people's prescriptions. I have to go in and buy that on my own. That's the one area that Liberty HealthShare does not get involved in.
If it's attached to an incident that you have need of, absolutely must be medically necessary for you to continue, then yes, those are things that we will share in. But when it comes to pharmaceuticals, maintenance drugs, you know, things that you need to just get better, those are things that we don't get into or be a part of, primarily because there are a lot of systems out there that actually help bring down the cost.
Correct.
Of drugs. But we do actually give a network of a pharmaceutical network that actually helps bring the cost of those things down. But being a part of Liberty HealthShare, that's the freedom that you get, where you can actually shop for these things, and it really does make you a better consumer and an advocate for your own health whenever you do these things with pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, well, like I said at the beginning of the first segment with you, I saved $18,000 in premiums year one, $18,000 year two, $18,000 year three. That's $54,000 I saved over 3 years. And, you know, when I do take a little pharmaceutical drug here or there, I just shop around, and there's like eight, I guess you call them systems or cards, available online, and you just compare, and pretty soon a drug that costs $150 is like $13. So who cares if you save $54,000 if you're spending $13 a month on a thyroid pill instead of $150? You didn't need the insurance company. They're not doing you any favor. They're charging you $2,000 a month so you could cover your $15 drug, and Matt Bellis's company is not paying for that drug, but you're only paying $13 a month for it. But you're saving $54,000 over 3 years in premiums. You guys are fantastic, Matt. Really. Thanks for all you do.
You just become a smarter consumer. Way to go, Wayne.
Liberty HealthShare. We'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Laws apply.